Okay, we're a little late, and I think the next item, Rich is going to walk us through too, and that is Puget Sound recreational clam and oyster season changes. This is a briefing and a public hearing. We may need to move the land transaction back to after lunch. I see Dan. That would be possible.
This will be very short.
Okay.
If that helps.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Richard Childers, and I am the Puget Sound Shellfish Manager for the Fish Program. This presentation, we do this every year, and it is a proposed changes to the recreational clam and oyster seasons on public beaches in Puget Sound. The outline of the presentation is why these changes are needed from year to year, what the proposed changes are, any public comment or input that we've had, and questions, and then public testimony. So these changes are on beaches that we call actively managed beaches, or the very high-use beaches in Puget Sound, and most of them are on state parks, and we do this collaboratively with the state parks. And we see changes in the clam and oyster abundance from year to year. So these beaches are surveyed on an annual basis, and then that information is provided to me, and we set seasons and so forth, and that's what you're going to see today. Another reason is if we may need to change a season, if there's an over-harvest of the recreational share on a beach from one year, then we subtract it off the following year's share, and that's part of our state tribal harvest agreement process. And then changes in projected effort and therefore catch. And the projected effort on these beaches is primarily we look at the tide books. That's our predictor. And the number of extreme lows or that we see in a summer season will actually has a very big impact on how many user days that we have on beaches. So the first group are proposed changes to WAC 220-56-350, and these are changes that provide increase in the season in 2012. And there's three of them, Dosey-Wallop State Park, Fort Flagler State Park, and Point Whitley Lagoon. There's a three-month increase for Dosey-Wallops, a one-month increase for Fort Flagler. In the Point Whitley Lagoon, that date has just been shifted so that it lines up. It goes right before the Point Whitney primary tideland. So there's two beaches there. There's a Point Whitney Lagoon and the tideland. So if we shift the clam season this far, then it will overlap right onto the oyster season, so it will be a continuous opening for that beach is the intent. There's a number of decreases. You can see them here. Nothing very substantial except for Kitsap Memorial State Park. So the decreases range between half a month to 1.5 month decrease, but still having openings on these beaches with the exception of Kitsap Memorial State Park. And we had to close that last year by emergency regulation, and we're asking for a permanent closure. And the reason is that the clam and oyster resource on that beach was quite devastated by a restoration project of taking out a bulkhead. They actually had bulldozers and barges and so forth. So we got involved kind of after the fact on that one, and were able to mitigate somewhat, but by the time we really got involved with this project, and it was to take out bulkheads and non-native rock and so forth, but the resource was really taken down, so working with the tribes, we said it's best just to let it keep it closed for a couple of years and let it recover. So the next set are oyster season change, and we only had one change of an increase, and that was Fort Flagler State Park, and that's a one-month increase. and then four beaches, as you could see, that have decreases of between a month and 6 month decrease on the Point Whitney Tidelands, because that we had a very large overharvest there last year. And again, Kitsap Memorial State Park will remain closed for oysters as well as clams, probably for, we'd predict probably 2 or 3 years to let the, both the clam and the oyster population recover. So we've had these proposed rule changes on our website for a number of months, as well as they were distributed to the recreational user group contact list that we maintain in the department. It's approximately 1,700 contacts, and we've received no public comment, which is not unusual for these clam and oyster season changes, primarily because there are so many beaches in these areas, like Hood Canal, for instance. A slight season change, as we predict, doesn't really take opportunity away from an area. It just means you drive another half a mile down the road to another beach. So it's not a surprise that there's been no public comment on this.
Okay.
Questions?
That was quick.
Yeah.
Commissioner Mankin?
Yeah, one question, Rich. I know that some of the state parks have reverted to local municipalities, like on Bainbridge Island, where I live. Fay Bainbridge State Park and Fort Ward State Park are now city parks. Has that happened to any of the prime areas?
Yeah.
Have we lost the ability of the public to go in and harvest?
We have not run into that, Commissioner Mankin, on any of these primary beaches at this point. They tend to be the large parks, as you can see. If, let's say, something like Fort Flagler State Park turned over to a county or something, we'd probably have to bring the county into this process of the planning process, like we do with state parks. But at this point, that hasn't happened. And those beaches are probably secondary beaches, so we don't survey them, and they're passively managed. Most tidelands in Puget Sound are passively managed, meaning there's no surveys, and they're open 7 days a week year-round, unless there's a health closure.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Has anyone signed up for public input? No. No one signed up, so the hearing is closed. Okay, thanks very much. Good job.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Okay,